So I'm going to read from the story of Jonah from the Scottish Bible, and then we'll talk our last little bit about service. Story of Jonah. One day, God spoke to the prophet Jonah, saying, "Son, I'm sending you off to Nineveh. I'm no happy with the folk of that city. Their evil deeds reek to high heaven. I want you, Jonah, to pit the hymns on them. Aye, you're just the wee man to sort them out. The hygiene bang. Away with you. I give you my blessing." Jonah, a wee bit shaken, says to the father, "Oh, aye. Right then, father. I'll just get started now." But to himself, he says, "Now hold on a minute. What did God say to go? Nineveh? To that cruel tribe of wasters? I must have been off my head to agree to that. There's no way I'm going there. I'm too feared, so I am." So Jonah gets himself to the nearest port and jumps aboard a ship bound for sunny Spain, hundreds of miles away from Nineveh in the other direction. It wasn't long before a furious storm whipped up and the ship was fair churning on the raging water. The crew were out of their minds with fear and started praying to their gods. Meantime, Jonah was snoring away, nigh bother, down in the dunny of the boat. The skipper gave him a nifty kick. "You, your nap's o'er. Get up on deck and spit some of your prayers to your god." Meanwhile, the sailors were pulling straws to find out who was to blame for the storm. Who got their short straw? Or Jonah? The crew glowered at him. "Aha! So what's your ploy, feckless loon? Tell us your name and where you fly." "Look, I'm real sorry, lads, honest. I suppose I've got a wee confession to make. The storm's all my fault. You see, I worship the Lord God of heaven and one who made the land and the sea. And me? Well, I'm a kind of prophet, by the way. I was told by God, my father, to go on a journey, but I was too feared. So you see, I'm running away." "Man, is that no terrible?" cried the sailors. "Now what should we do with you?" Jonah burst out greeting. "There is just one thing you can do. Get rid of me. Shut me over the side. If you do that, the sea will come down, I swear it." So the sailors grabbed the prophet, gave him a couple of swings, and utter his wilkies, down into the deep he goes. His head bobs up and down for a bit, and then he vanishes. The sea goes dead calm. Poor Jonah is just foot of water, his head's exploding, his whole life flashes afore him, and then, snap, sploosh, whoosh. Or Jonah isn't in the sea anymore. He's no drowning. He's still alive, but now he's wallowing inside the belly of a friendly knuckle whale. "Hallelujah!" screams Jonah. "But oh, jeans, what a pong." Then Jonah minded himself and got down on his knees inside the big fish. "Look, my God, I give you thanks for saving my life. I don't deserve it. You can find I'm a sinner. But, Father, even if I have to die, I give you my praise." The Lord looked down upon his man. "I'll give the prophet another chance," he says. "Right then, big fish, cough up!" Then and there, Jonah was spewed up onto the beach. He couldn't believe his luck. God then gave him his orders for the second time. "Listen, Jonah, mind what I said. I want you to report to Nineveh." "Well, taking nae mair chances," Jonah went straight to Nineveh and preached to the folk. All the folk listened to the prophet, the king and all, and hallelujah, they decided to change by their evil ways. God was gay pleased with the outcome and forged him. He didn't really want to destroy Nineveh anyway. But the story doesn't end there. Would you believe it? Jonah starts to sulk like a spoilt ween. "This is just what I thought you'd do," said Jonah to God. "I just can't for sure that you let the cruel folk off the hook. Jeez, I'm no pleased at all. In fact, I wish I was dead." So Jonah trudged out of the city and sat himself down on the ground to see what would happen. It was a gay hot day and he was fair wabbit. God then caused a leafy plant to spring up and shade Jonah by the sun. The prophet cooled down a bit. Then a wee worm nibbled away at the plant and it fell to the ground. At dawn, God sent forth a blistering easterly wind. Poor Jonah, sweltering for the heat of it, wished he were dead, and he said so. But God was having none of it. "What right have you to be annoyed about the plant?" Jonah lost his grip altogether at this and started cursing and shilping leaves off the plant. He was cutting a pathetic figure, if no mistake. God looked down at his servant, Jonah, he says, even though you didn't attend to it, you're feeling sorry for a plant that was here today and gone in the morn. Think about this, my man. What about the folk of Nineveh? As well as all their coups, there are 120,000 of them in that muckle city. Poor souls, I cannot tell the right hand from the left. Should I no more take pity on them? The end. So, all right. We've been talking all week about service, and we talked about Christian service and the power that comes from our love and our relationship with God to accomplish this service. And today I want to wrap up just by talking about being proactive with your service. All right? It seems to me, I know in my personal life and in the life of some of the people I know, that when you hear about something bad, you start thinking about it and you feel really bad about it. But then, because you feel real bad about it, you feel like you've done something about it. But you haven't really done anything about it. You just felt really bad. And you say, man, I hope somebody does something about that. And that seems to kind of be the way that things happen with a lot of people I know and maybe a lot of people you know. And I don't want you guys to leave this weekend thinking more about service but not doing more service. You know, I want you guys to leave here and the people back home say, what happened to you at camp? You're helping out around the house. You're volunteering more at church. What changed at camp? That's the kind of change that I hope that you guys have when you leave here. So here's how that can happen. Number one, as we talked about yesterday, cultivate that love towards God, right? Do the things that we talked about and do them out of love. Spend the time in the Word. Spend the time in worship. Spend the time in prayer. You know, your lives are going to be difficult. And you may just wish that that's not going to happen. You may think you can just la 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 la, it's not going to happen. But it's going to happen. Sooner or later, something is going to rock your boat, and it's going to rock it hard. You're going to, you know, when I was a kid, I came home, I walked home from the bus stop with my next door neighbor friend. He was the same age as me, and he went to his house, and I went to my house. And a couple minutes later, just knocking on the door, he was standing there crying because he just came home and found his dad dead on the garage floor. He killed himself and left himself to be found by his son coming home from school. And I've gone to funerals for five-year-olds, and I have had just the stuff that happens in life. It's happened to me, and eventually it's going to happen to you. And when it does, that's not the moment to start getting your stuff in order. That's the moment you need to be in order. Right now, when things are still kind of going easy, this is the time to seek God. This is the time to build up your prayer life. This is the time to get the Word of God into your head so that when those things happen, you're not scrambling, you're not flustered. And in those moments, make sure your faith is already sound. The next thing you can do to be a proactive servant is start a prayer journal. This is the one I was talking about last night. For some reason, I started from the back, but you can start from the front. And as you can see, I've put dates and blank lines, and some of you are in here, people who I've known from the past. There's a past camps in here that I've been praying for. 2014, pray for more counselors for camp. 2016, pray for amazing camp, stuff like that. And it's great that I can look in here and I can go back and just look at all the prayers that got answered. And start something like this. And the thing is as you start that prayer journal, look at the people in your life and specifically target something about each person in your life that you can start praying for. You don't have to tell them that you're praying for them. But as you begin to practice praying for the people, your teachers, your parents, your friends, just the people in your life, as you begin to do that, your mind will start thinking along terms of service. Once you once you start paying attention to the needs around you, that's when you will suddenly just become more aware of those needs, and that's when your heart will be moved to help out with those needs. So to be a better servant, do something like this. Start praying for people targeted and specifically. And then finally, before you go today, maybe as you're in your talk times after this, start with just one person who you can think of who you can serve more. Like, don't leave this camp until you have picked a person that you're saying, I'm going to serve them more. And when you get home, just write a note for yourself. Here's one thing I'm going to do for them. And like we talked about, if you can find someone who can't repay you, you know, that kind of thing, that would be fantastic. But maybe at this point in your life, you don't know anyone like that. So maybe you just start out by saying, I'm going to make life easier on my parents. I'm going to, I'm going to do the dishes, or I'm going to do that thing that they're always nagging me to do. I'm going to start doing that without being told. Pick a person and target. I'm going to serve this person somehow. Before you leave camp, get it down and decide what it's going to be. But I promise you that it's so easy to just let things slide when you're not prepared for them. And you're going to miss out. The Bible says that before you were born, before creation, God had written in his book all the good works he had prepared for you to do. That kind of blows my mind. Before any of this existed, God knew the good things he wanted you to do. Don't miss out on those. Don't miss out on the life God created you to live. All right? So make plans and be ready, because it's coming, and it's going to be wonderful. If you end up living the life that God's created you for, you're going to be so much happier and so much more fulfilled. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak to these friends of mine, and thank you for giving me good things to say to them. God, I pray that these words that I've shared stick in their hearts. I pray, God, that when they leave here, that the idea of falling more in love with you and spending more time with you, and the idea of being a servant and being the people you created them to be, will stick with them. God, I pray right now that you touch each one of their hearts with your Holy Spirit, that you prepare them and equip them for the life that you have created them for and are calling them to. And I pray, God, that you fill each one of them with the joy that comes with being the people you've created them to be. I pray your Holy Spirit on each one of these lives right now. In your name, Jesus, amen.